Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know, I used to build sandcastles with Grandpa.
You did?
Yeah, until Mom took the urn away. Yeah.
So, that's the only way that one's going to happen.
Can't do that anymore. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's not funny.
That isn't funny. Quit laughing. It's not funny. All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, these are the rules if you're going to sing the blues.
Oh, okay.
All right. Most blues begin with woke up this morning.
Woke up.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Got a good woman is a bad way to begin the blues unless you stick something nasty in the next line. Like, I got a good woman that's the meanest one in town. Something like that. All right?
Yeah.
Blues is simple. After you get the first line right, repeat it.
Over?
Yep. Then find something that rhymes, sort of.
Sort of?
Yeah. Got a good woman that's the meanest one in town. Yes, I got a good woman that's the meanest one in town. Got teeth like Margaret Thatcher and weighs 500 pounds.
Free verse.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Right, yeah. The blues are not about choice.
No.
You stuck in a ditch. You stuck in a ditch. Ain't no way out.
Not a choice.
There's no choice. Yeah. Right.
Ain't no way.
Right. Blues cars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Chevys, Fords, Cadillacs, broken down trucks.
Yeah.
Blues don't travel in Volvos, BMWs, or SUVs.
That's a fact.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. The most common transportation of blues is a Greyhound. Or southbound train.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, yep. Go along with that.
Teenagers can't sing the blues. They ain't fixing to die yet.
Depends.
Yeah. Right. Well, there is that. Yeah. Blues can take place in New York City, but not in Hawaii or any place in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Outlawed in Canada.
Hard times in Minneapolis or Seattle is probably just clinical depression. Okay.
Exactly.
Right. A man with male pattern baldness ain't got the blues.
No.
Right? Yeah.
No.
A woman with male pattern baldness is.
Yeah, she's got the blues.
Yeah, right. Breaking your leg because you were skiing is not the blues.
No.
Breaking your leg because a gator chomped on it is the blues. All right?
That is the blues. Yes.
You can't do no blues in an office or a shopping mall.
Okay.
Yeah. The lighting is wrong.
Oh.
Go outside to the parking lot or sit in the dumpster.
There you can have the
blues. That's a good place for the blues.
Yes.
Also, good places for the blues, highway, jailhouse, an empty bed, bottom of a whiskey glass.
Okay, all right. Those are blues.
Yeah. Bad places for blues, Nordstrom's, gallery openings, Ivy League institutions, and golf courses.
No blues there.
None. Mm-mm. Yeah. No one will believe it's blues if you wear a suit, unless you happen to be an old ethnic person and you sleep in it.
Oh, nicely done.
You have the right to sing the blues if you older than dirt. You blind, you shot a man in Memphis, you can't be satisfied.
Okay.
You don't have the right to sing the blues if you have all your teeth.
Yeah.
You were once blind, but now you can see.
Okay.
Yeah, the man in Memphis lived.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. And you have a pension fund.
No blues.
No blues
you got
there.
No reason to cry the blues.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, we better.
That's enough.
That's enough of that. Let's move. We got a great show coming at us this week. You betcha. Bill Barwick is riding along with us. Elizabeth Ebert has some poetry. Texas Trailhands, Sons of the Pioneers, Michael Hurwitz, but let's start with Joe Merrick.
Yeah.
You betcha. Crime and Ranching.
It just costs too much to live that good old cowboy way. You can rob your bank with a gun or a cow, they'll catch you either way. Cause crime and ranching doesn't pay. I know an old boy down the road, he always seems to make it. He keeps his old place overstocked, one pump jack to an acre. Well, crime and ranching doesn't pay. It just costs too much to live that good old cowboy way. Maybe in your granddad's time, but buddy, not today. Cause crime and ranching doesn't pay. It just costs too much to live that good old cowboy way. It don't matter what you do, that money gets away. Cause crime and ranching doesn't pay. It just costs too much to live that good old cowboy way. You can rob your bank with a gun or a cow, they'll catch you either way. Cause crime and ranching doesn't pay. You can rob your bank with a gun or a cow, they'll catch you either way. Cause crime and ranching doesn't pay.
No truer statement was ever said.
Right.
Crime and ranching doesn't pay.
It don't pay.
My favorite line in that song is, you can rob your bank with a gun or a cow. They'll catch you either way.
They will catch you. For sure.
Love it. You bet.
Good stuff.
Good stuff from Joe Merrick. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, welcome to Clairaut West Radio Show.
21st century?
Yeah, the Rancher's Code for the 21st century. So I'm assuming Dr. Bob Byerman dropped this off.
We'll give him credit.
Somebody dropped it off. I wasn't around when it got dropped off, but Dr. Bob always brings his stuff out
of
livestock journals and things like mm-hmm. that. So whether he did
or not.
Well,
he knows how to read.
We're going to blame it on him. And he knows all about this. These are really cool. Though.
Yeah. Huh? Uh-huh.
I like this. All right.
Okay.
The Rancher's Code for the 21st century. Number one, give everything you've got in everything you do.
Okay.
Now, that can be said for just about anything, right?
Right.
Not necessarily just ranchers.
Well, and the rancher, daylight savings time doesn't apply.
Our dad used to say that daylight savings time were for office workers so that they could golf
later in the
afternoon after they got off work.
Yes.
Which it probably isn't too far off.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You know, I don't care, daylight savings time or not.
Pick one.
Just leave it the same.
Pick one.
Yep. Exactly right. I'll adjust my schedule accordingly.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Well, you give everything you've got and everything you do.
From daylight till dark.
Right. Whether it's work, whether it's family.
And if you got lights on your tractor, it's after dark.
Worst thing ever happened.
That's a fact.
They put lights on tractors and electrified the barn.
Not a one light works on any of my tractors. Not a one.
Well, they do on my Bobcat because I have to plow snow. That's what ticks me off there. Anyway, all right.
All right.
All right. Here the next one.
Okay.
You're only as good as your word. So never go back on it.
That one, we can talk about that one a while.
We need to. When did it become okay to say one thing and do another?
I don't know.
When did it become okay to shake somebody's hand, make a deal, and then renege on that deal?
I don't know. I don't know when that happened or where it happened.
I don't either. Now,
but it happened.
I'm not saying that extenuating circumstances might dictate that you have to change the deal.
Okay. Therein lies another issue.
All right. Go ahead.
Communication.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to talk with someone. Now, if you make a deal with your neighbor and it turns out you can't hold up your end of the deal, you have to go communicate.
Absolutely.
Right? Say, look, I'm afraid I made a bad deal. Is there something we can work out so that I can keep my word, but at the same time not lose my livelihood?
And if it's important.
Yeah.
I mean important.
Yeah.
A text does not work. A phone call does not work. An email does not work.
Face to face.
It needs to be face to face.
We need to jump out to a commercial, and when we come back, Mike Hurwitz is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.